What have you just seen so far, particularly with installing everything in the offense, installing a lot, or excuse me, just, what have you seen so far these first two sessions in LTA?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got majority of our stuff in, so is the offense. You see some guys swimming, you know, especially the young guys. You got a lot of stuff in. But they're picking it up, especially our young guys. You know, Breland, I'm sure you guys can talk about Breland. You know, he's a guy that just a football guy. He's smart. He got instincts. Things come natural to him. And, you know, a thing with him, like a 4-3 end, they're not used to dropping, right? And so for him to pick it up this quick, at least get a feel for it, is pretty good. But I feel good about the guys. You know, the other guys in the room are older guys, used to this system. They know what's going on. So, all right. Yeah, I think it goes all the way back to the whole draft deal. You know, we had him here on the visit, you know, get him on the board. You know, I'll teach him about two or three defenses and then just have him, you know, spit it back to me. And I think I like about him is he could do it, especially the drop stuff. And then just the way he carried himself. He almost carries himself like a vet. You know, like he walked in the room, you can tell, just like he's done it before. And so then you get him here after the draft and then just watch him moving in space. So that kind of confirmed everything, watching him moving. You know, rookie camp is a little bit awkward at first, but he picks it up quick. You know, you make one or two things and he sees it, he has it. And so he'll be fine doing all that stuff. I got no worries about that.
What about passing him? Just where do you evaluate he is right now?
And what? Sorry?
Passing him?
No. Oh, TK.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Kind of ran together. Well, TK, I think he's making big strides. He really is. You know, we all know TK's a little raw. You know, being in college, being a 4-eye. You know, I got an opportunity to, you know, work with these outside linebackers the second half of the season, so they kind of know what to expect. And I've been working with them for a while. He's making big strides. I mean, he's got long arms. He can scratch his ankle standing up. He's just got to get better at using his arms, keeping people off of him. He's getting good at steps. Same thing with him with dropping. He's getting comfortable with that. But I truly believe this, and I say it all the time to these guys around here, TK's got a really bright future. You know, he's just got to continue to learn. Like all these guys, everybody in my room is a 4-3 end at some time in their life, especially in college, and that's just how it is. And so to be a 3-4 defense in this system, which I've played in this system, I've coached in this system before, outside linebackers are asked to do a lot. There's no other position that you're going to pass rush as much as we do. Obviously the run stuff, you know, the run stuff and all that stuff. So we do everything, you know, and so all the pass, everything we do. And so it takes a lot, and it takes a lot of work and studying, and I got the right guys in the room to do it.
In your opinion, what's the single most important trait that an edge rusher, an elite edge rusher, has to
be? Relentless, period. A lot of your sacks come off a second, third effort, especially at this level. You know, these tackles are good. They're big and good. So, obviously, you got to have good technique, but be relentless. You know, I think one of the great things about Tamba, that's what he was. Tamba's relentless. Obviously, his technique was good, but you just can't stop. That's one of my biggest believers, and that's the thing I've talked about Justin the most, because he likes to line up on one side. You know, we got to get our best player on their worst offensive lineman, wherever that may be. And that's how you should be on defense, period, on however you if it's a coordinator, you break it down. But as me, you just can't get comfortable on one side. You're going to be asked to do across the line, and that's what we do.
I guess the follow-up, is that just for Justin, or could that be translatable?
Oh, for all of them. D, it's the same deal. You know, D, if there's a tackle that's bigger, a little bit slower, you know, D's got one of the best get-offs in the league. You go line up on him. There's a tackle a little bit smaller, Justin, go tear him up a little bit. So that's kind of what we do.
Mike, you talk about how work being relentless is for pass rushers. Is that something you can teach a guy, or do you have to have that?
I think you got to have that. I do. I think you can do a little bit of both. I think you can teach it, but that's what I look for in the draft. I mean, that's what you know, you guys seen Breland's film, would draw me to Breland. I remember watching TK last year. I mean, I want nasty guys, not just in pass rush, but in run, you know, and that's what I look for. And so, I think you're born with that. And
this is the first year we've seen the two linebackers. Could you just explain the work process between Mark and Bob, just how that works, and it's married kind of behind doors as best we can?
Yeah, with just splitting up the room?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, with this system, I just told you what the outside linebackers got to do. I mean, it's when you got both of them in the same room, you know, you're talking about inside linebackers, okay, you know, what are the outside guys doing, you know? Now you're talking about pass rush. And so, you know, in a 3-4, you got to separate them. It's been a smooth process. That's how we did in New York. That's how me and Sutton met each other. He was inside and I was outside. You just get to focus on those guys, you know, and you really get to dive in deep, especially when you've got a lot of stuff that we do. You get to dive into it and go like that. So, but it's been a good process. I've known Mark before, so everything's been good.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.